from the 60s or 70s or something. 80s? Old. Can't do much with the pieces. It's only 8-bit stuff. All these years in somebody's attic in Logan and the sucker still runs. Old guys probably didn't know they had it. Probably. Deaver watched the game. Same thing over and over again. How much a thing like this used to cost? A lot. Maybe 15, 20 bucks. Makes you want to barf. And here sits Lehigh McKay, tootling his noodle like the old guys used to. All it ever got them was a sore noodle, Lehigh, and slag for brains. Drown it. I'm trying to concentrate. The game finally ended. Lehigh set the black box up on the workbench, turned off the machine, and stood up. You got everything ready to go underwater tomorrow? Asked Deaver. That was a good game. Having fun must have took up a lot of their time in the old days. Mom says the kids used to not even be able to get jobs till they were 16. It was the law. Don't you wish, said Deaver. It's true. You don't know your tongue from dung, Lehigh. You don't know your heart from a fart. You want to get us both kicked out of here talking like that? I don't have to follow school rules now. I graduated 6th grade. I'm 19 years old. I've been on my own for 5 years. He pulled his $7 out of his pocket, waved them once, stuffed them back in carelessly. I do okay, and I talk like I want to talk. Think I'm afraid of the bishop? Bishop don't scare me. I don't even go to church except to make Mom happy. It's a bunch of bunny turds. Lehigh laughed, but Deaver could see that he was a little scared to talk like that. 16 years old, thought Deaver. He's big and he's smart, but he's such a little kid. He don't understand how it's like to be a man. Rain's coming. Rain's always coming. What the hell do you think filled up the lake? Lehigh smirked as he unplugged everything on the workbench. I mean Lorraine Wilson. I know what you meant. She's got her boat. And she's got a mean set of fenders. Deaver cupped his hands. Just need a little polishing. Why do you always talk dirty? Ever since you started driving salvage, Deaver, you got a gutter mouth. Besides, she's built like a sack. She's near 50. What do you expect? It occurred to Deaver that Lehigh seemed to be stalling, which probably meant he botched up again as usual. Can you get the diving stuff? I already got it. You thought I'd screw up. Lehigh smirked again. You screw up? You can be trusted with anything. Deaver started for the door. He could hear Lehigh behind him, still shutting a few things off. They got to use a lot of electricity in here. Of course they had to, because they needed computers all the time, and salvage was the only way to get them. But when Deaver saw all that electricity getting used up at once, to him it looked like his own future. All the machines he could ever want, new ones, and all the power they needed. Clothes that nobody else ever wore, his own horse and wagon, or even a car. Maybe he'd be the guy who started making cars again. He didn't need stupid, blob-smashing games from the past. That stuff's dead and gone, Duck Lips. Dead and gone. What are you talking about? Asked Lehigh. Dead and gone. All your computer things. It was enough to set Lehigh off, as it always did. Deaver grinned and felt wicked and strong as Lehigh babbled along behind him. About how we used the computers more than they ever did in the old days. The computers kept everything going, on and on and on. It was cute. Deaver liked him. The boy was so intense. Like everything was the end of the world. Deaver knew better. The world was dead. It had already ended, so none of it mattered. You could sink all this stuff in the lake. They came out of the center and walked along the retaining wall. Far below them was the harbor, a little circle of water in the bottom of a bowl, with Bingham City perched on the lip. They used to have an open-pit copper mine here, but when the water rose, they cut a channel to it, and now they had a nice harbor on Oakwear Island in the middle of the Mormon Sea, where the factories could stink up the whole sky and no neighbors ever complained about it. A lot of other people joined them on the steep dirt road that led down to the harbor. Nobody lived right in Bingham City itself, because it was just a working place, day and night, shifts in, shifts out.